Welcome to the Spirit, Sex, Money podcast. This is a podcast for the feminine leader who knows she's magic. She's experienced success and abundance, yet knows there's more. She craves being expressed even more fully in her impact, wealth, sensuality, and connection to spirit. She's been led here for a reason. Hi, I'm your host, Viola Hug, a psychic expansion coach and channel for the high-level spiritual entrepreneur. I grew my multiple six-figure business by letting spirit work through me, leaning into my own edges, taking a fuckload of baths, liberating those around me to being unapologetically themselves, and activating spiritual leaders like you deeper into the expansion of your soul, wealth, and purpose. I am here to speak to your next level and activate parts of you that have been waiting to be unleashed. I am here to bring you home to your true essence so you can experience the more that is possible for you. Come be online BFFs with me, join my email list, follow me on Instagram at Viola Hug, and make sure you get your booty into my Soulpreneurs Spirit Sex Money Facebook group. Now turn it up. It's about to get hot in here. Hello, hello. Let's talk about this idea of feeling successful or feeling abundant. And it's so much more than that. It's being abundant and being successful. But one of the things that I see a lot of people trip up on is that they have this moving goalpost where it seems like no matter how much they desire to, or how much they like want to make, or how much they are making, or whatever, they can't feel the sense of feeling financially abundant or successful. And if you've ever resonated with that, I'm going to talk about a couple of these things that are potentially self-sabotaging you, some wake-up calls. This is a pretty fire message, and it's actually taken off of an Instagram live that I did. And I just thought, I want this to be memorialized on this podcast because it's so fucking good. And if you can currently hear birds chirping in the background, it's because I am sitting on the porch looking out at the ocean, just like living my best nature-filled life. So enjoy this episode. Let me know on social media if you love it. Take a screenshot, post on your stories, and tag me. And I'm sending you so much love and fucking magic. Hi! You just got a flash of my nursing bra. You're welcome. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's talk about money. Let's talk about being rich as fuck. Let's talk about actually feeling successful and abundant, because you know what I'm talking about when I say that there's a big difference between having results and actually feeling embodied in your success and your abundance. There is a huge, huge, huge difference. If you're here on the live, then please say hello. If you're here on the replay, I'd love you to comment like what you're loving as you watch. We can have a little bit more of a conversation about this. Feel free to message me anytime if you want to talk more about these topics, and or if you have any suggestions for other things you'd love me to talk about live. But let's talk about abundance. Let's talk about money and actually feeling that energy. So I got off a client call today, and it was an amazing client call. Like, the women that I work with, she's a one-on-one client. They are incredible, right? They are powerhouses. They are intuitive. They are abundant. They are successful. And it's so interesting that even though they have so much going on for them, there's still these little seeds of doubt that like creep their way into their psyche. And one of the big things is this energy and this feeling and this difference between actually having results and feeling fully integrated in those. And I've spoken a little bit lately about three core money wounds that we actually carry. Well, they're not necessarily direct money wounds, but they impact our money. And one of them that I talk about is the past consciousness wound. And this is something that I'm sure other people have talked about this wound. I'm not sure if they call it this, but for me, it was something that I downloaded as kind of like a byproduct of the huge shift that I had when I went from being incredibly broke. Like, when I was at a point where I was six figures in debt, I was making literally no money. Not no money. I was making like $100 a week, and my expenses were thousands of dollars a week at that point. Like, it was an incredibly hard situation to be in. And this is after years of feeling like I'd done all of the right things in order to be successful, right? All of the right things in order to be successful. I was chasing something externally for so long. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll get back there. We'll circle back. I know. Can we just talk about this? Like, this is the most incredible view. It looks like I'm on a friggin' green screen or something. Say hi when you're watching. Ah, Michaela, Leah. Oh my gosh. Who's here? Emily. Ah, Anna Karen. Oh my gosh. Mother Maritza. Hi. Aishu. Hello, hello, hello to everyone who's here. Okay, so
I was in this place, right? And I was like, there's a lot of mental stuff that goes on in that point. Like I was questioning my worthiness. I was questioning that if I was a broken human, like, have you ever had that thought where you're just like, am I broken? Like, even if I did all of the right things, and that's actually a fear I had to overcome. I was like, what if I do all of the right things and I still don't become successful? Like, what the fuck does that mean about me then? Like, am I fundamentally flawed or something? You know, anyway, so I went through this space where I was like incredibly, I don't even remember what I was talking about, but I'm just going to pick up the story here again and go in whatever direction it ends up. I was in this incredibly broke space and this scarce place, and I was searching really for what I could do to feel abundant. And that's what I was talking about, past consciousness. And then when I suddenly, like, my life flipped around, it didn't feel like it happened fast at the time, but in hindsight, it happened super, super fast. You know, kind of my Saturn return hit. I went on the roof in my line six with human design. I found human design. I started embodying a balance in masculine, feminine energy. Who would have known that's a thing that you can do? That's powerful. I joke around how before, like pre-2018, I literally thought embodying any feminine energy was like a curse and pointless. So I was like, so in my masculine energy. And now everyone's like, oh, you're so feminine in your feminine energy. I would have never guessed. And I'm like, well, you know, I've had a complete transformation. I tell you what, you would not recognize me, from just like my mentality that I had a few years ago. But anyway, so I was, in this place, and suddenly I'm like making six figures in my business. Suddenly I'm like paying for this beautiful house. Suddenly I'm like literally not launching anything for 3 months, and we're still buying a new gym and new guitars and all of these new things for our household, and we're moving across the country, and there's not one single ounce of fear around money. There is not one single ounce around lack of abundance or scarcity. That is a good fucking feeling. But hear me out. This is what past consciousness is. Past consciousness is this sneaky little voice that comes in from time to time. For me, it really comes in around my, when I have my next level goals, right? Because I'm a very ambitious person. I'm always going to be. I just love growth. I mean, who wouldn't? I just love experiencing more out of this lifetime. And that's a big piece of what I'm here to speak to for people and help them transform into, is like, how can we experience more abundance, more pleasure, more joy, more ease without the sacrifice, right? So that voice of that time when I was in that scarcity mentality, that's the voice that says, what if we lose it all? Oh, but you know, like, for example, if I'm like not launching something, it's like, how are you going to make money if you're not launching something? And I'm like, past consciousness self, we've been through this, okay? Like, we are abundant now. Well, we've always been abundant. Check that thought. We are living a very financially supportive lifestyle right now. We do not need to worry about if we should buy the $6 cheese or the $7 cheese. Like, just get the vegan cheese that you want. Ugh, right? So anyway, so this past consciousness is something that really impacts us, and it really disconnects us from being able to really integrate our success. And then on top of that, we have a lot of stories about what it means to be successful, right? We believe it has to be hard work. And if it has to be hard work and we have a preference for ease and pleasure in our life, then why the fuck would we want to have more, right? Like, logically, we're like, yeah, of course I want to have more because I know it's not going to be harder, but a small part of ourselves is telling us that, right? Let me know if you feel any of these. I saw Tasha, you're like, I feel ya. Yeah. So by the way, I have this really, like, this is a complete side note, but I have like a really confused brain around how to pronounce names. And part of it is because I grew up with German parents. I mostly was raised in Canada, but then when I was in my teens, I moved to New Zealand, and I'm one of those people that has a very adaptable accent. Like, I don't fully take over a new accent, but I like pick up little twangs, and that's why I have this weird accent that you hear now. And when it comes to names, people pronounce names very differently depending on where in the world you go. And Tash or Tash is one of them, right? Like, it's like, how do you pronounce the A in your name? And to some people, it matters a lot, a lot, a lot. So I very apologize if I butcher your name. You can always feel free to voice message me your name and correct me because I want to make sure I'm saying it right. Michaela, I resonate. Fear of the past is one of my activated fear gates. And I totes feel I have that gate as well in my human design. So this like fear of either repeating past mistakes or that our success is a fluke, or it's just this little voice that says like, we are not that person, right? Like, we are not the person who makes the money. We are the person who wants the money. We are not the person who has the healthy relationship. We are the person who has the toxic relationship, right? Like, it doesn't matter what area of our life we go into. It's like our past consciousness is a time in our life that had an emotional impact on us, and it kind of has a little voice and it speaks up out of protection, but most of the time it's not actually relevant to where we are at in our life now, right? Because we've done the work and we've learned thanks to that part of ourselves. And this is kind of like off the topic, but so on the topic of what I wanted to talk about today. And that really leads me to the point of when we have to recognize that that voice comes in is a past consciousness wound. It's not actually related to our current circumstance. Even if there's still, you know, if we're talking about abundance, even if there's still times in our life where we don't have all of the money or we don't have all of the things that we want, that's okay, right? It doesn't mean that we're not abundant, because abundance is an energy, which is really the point I'm getting to. But being able to nurture that past consciousness and remind ourselves, we say we're okay, right? Like, I often put my hand on my heart and I imagine that version of me that was like wanting success so bad and wanting her situation to change so bad. And I say, we're okay now. We're okay. We're okay. We're okay. Sometimes there's more shadow work to be done. Sometimes we need to ask her what she needs, how we can nurture her. Other times it's literally just like, we're okay. And then I recognize that part of me too. And I say, thank you so much for enduring the hardship of that time in my life. Thank you for being the version of me that did that. So now we have the lessons and we have the gifts and we have the wisdom because of you. And I make her feel so fucking special. And we have to remember that, because every single harder time in our life, there came a gift. We learned something because of that, right? All of you here anyway, because you're here and you're on this evolution and this growth journey, duh, you learned something. And even if you have to look for that lesson, it's definitely there. And so the interesting thing is that when it comes to success and abundance, we sometimes feel like, how can I embody that energy now though? Like, what does it look like to embody success? You know what I mean? Because here's the catch 22. Success isn't something that you create. Abundance isn't something that you create, right? The saying is, we create limitations. We are abundance. It is something that we are. So if we are the thing, then how do we embody it? Right? Like, how do we feel it? And our mind very much wants to go to a how-to. It's like, oh, well, we do X, Y, Z, and we do that, and we do the thing, and we say this. And although we do speak differently and act differently when we are in the embodiment of a particular energy, it is not about that, because we can do the same action, but have it come from a completely different energetic place, and it gives a different result, which is why, like, in business, you'll see that there's strategies, and for some people they work and for some people they don't. And it's all about people's energetic connection and their mindset around it, right? And not saying that if we all get on the same energetic field, it's fine for everyone, but because everyone's going to have a different version of that strategy that works best for them, of course. And I just got distracted at my wrinkles. Just give me a second to loop back in my brain. I mean, I look great, but they're very noticeable in this light. So what was I saying? Okay, so here's the thing though, is that when it comes to something that you know to be true about yourself, so if you were to say to yourself right now, like positive thinking, I am so this, like, what is something you just know to be true about yourself in terms of like an attribute? Like, maybe you're kind, maybe you're creative, maybe you're intuitive, maybe you are this, you are that, right? Like, that is something that you just know about yourself. And you don't have to be like, well, I'm gonna wake up today and how do I embody being kind? It's just like, you just fucking know you are kind. And so of course you're gonna take action from that place, right? That's just something you know. It's a sense, it's a feeling. It's not a thing that you have to like cross all these things off of your checklist off in order to be. And if that's an important value in your life, you know what? You're going to invest time and energy and space into that. Intuition's a beautiful example of that. Firstly, we all are intuitive, but some of you know you're intuitive, right? You're just like, I am intuitive. That's a fact. No matter how much you utilize it, but you know, you're intuitive. Like, whether you get the little feeling or whether you're psychic and you see ghosts and you like do all the things, you know, you're intuitive. And so to become intuitive, it's not like, well, I'm, how do I become intuitive? It's just like, well, I'm intuitive and I'm excited by intuition. I'm interested in intuition. I want to expand and utilize more intuition in my life. So I'm going to really just like focus on the fact that I'm intuitive, and I'm going to do things and take actions and maybe hire a coach or maybe do a thing to help me support my intuition, right? That's what we do when we want to expand something in our life. Abundance is the same fucking thing. We know we're abundant already, but we're excited by abundance. We want to play with abundance. So therefore, we put our time and our energy into playing around with the energy of abundance, maybe hiring a coach to help us expand our abundance, right? Like, do things that then allows us to help other people experience more abundant. But it's about firstly being abundant internal, right? Because going back to this example of using intuition, which this is what we do with money and success, right? Is we want external validation first. We say, when I hit this income level, I'll be abundant. When I hit this, milestone, I'll be successful. It's probably a moving target, by the way, just so you know, just as a little reminder. We say, when I get there, I'll have the thing. And we're expecting external validation for that. But with intuition, if you needed external validation first, before you could know inside of your being that you were intuitive, you would be blocking your intuition, right? Intuition 101, fucking trust it. That's it, right? If you don't trust your intuitive and you need somebody else to tell you you're intuitive before you trust your intuitive, you are not going to experience yourself as intuitive. If you need somebody else to tell you you're abundant, if you need an external factor to tell you you're abundant, if you need a milestone to cross before you believe that you're abundant and successful, you are cutting yourself off from experiencing it. Facts. So, what does this mean? Oh my gosh. And by the way, do Rich Witch if you want to... Rich Witch, my spiritual money program, gonna blow your mind. It is all of the spiritual magic. There's like four main parts of it. It's, what's that in my tea? I don't know. There's four main parts to it. I mean, I did a post about this. You can read more on my website about Rich Witch, but it's the spiritual money program. If you're ready to step into ease with abundance and overflow and expand your blueprint around money, even if you've done my like old money program before, I know there's some of you who are like, oh, I did your old one. Should I do this one? Yes, you should do this one. If you're ready for next level abundance and more ease with abundance, please do this. But the whole point here is that you really have to be willing to feel it first internally and give yourself internal validation about this. And that is a decision. That is a decision. You wake up and you say, holy fuck, I am abundant and I'm going to act like it today. I'm abundant. I'm going to feel abundant. I'm successful, right? And what the fuck does success even mean? Have you even clarified that for yourself lately? Does success mean only hitting an income level, or does success have more to do with how you feel and how you live your life and the experience that you're having because of that, right? Your version of success and somebody else's versions of success is going to be very, very different. And I gave this example to my client about a fellow coach who I used to be in a mastermind with, and she's like doing the most incredible things, and she's just like such like an inspiration in so many ways. But she's a generator. She's inspired by working. She actually, like, her most favorite thing in the world is like work, 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 work. And her ultimate permission slip is like, you can work more. My ultimate permission slip is you can take a break. I love my work. I am so deeply fulfilled by my work, but I also love the couch. I love it. I love my couch. I love Netflix. I love chilling. And that is just straight facts about my life. And that is my ultimate permission slip, to know that I'm allowed to rest when I want and I'm allowed to work when I want. And although that seems like a very, very simple example, that is her version of success. And if I thought I needed to act like her in order to be successful, I would not feel successful, right? I feel successful when I'm slothing, basically. Slothing with some occasional like energetic peaks. So the point is, how do you truly feel abundant? How do you truly allow yourself to integrate that? Stop fucking looking for external validation to your abundance. The fact that you are an incredible human being. You are worthy of abundance. You have always been abundant. Whether you have felt the overflow of that in your material world or not, that is a true fact, right? How your life changes because of this belief is profound. I'm going to finish there. Like I said, if you want to dive deeper into this, please do Rich Witch with me. It is my spiritual money program. We're talking about, what did I say? We're going to talk about unfucking your money vibes first and foremost, like clearing stagnant energy, things were around debt that you have, you know, negative connotations with, or any way that you are kind of making money evil, or also decolonizing and deconstructing a lot of the beliefs that we have around hustle and money and the patriarchal views of money. That's a huge, huge piece of it. We're also going to be talking about a lot of the common money blocks. I'm going to be doing actual healings. It's a mixture of trainings, healings, activations, embodiment practices, all of my favorite things included in this program. And it's live with me. So you're actually going to be live in the container with me. We're going to be, what's the next piece? There's the art of receiving, masculine and feminine energies, how our emotions are tied to money. We're going to be talking about casting money spells, which is just so fun. I'm going to be taking you through the three main portals of abundance within our body. Going to be talking about sex magic, a little bit of orgasmic manifestation thrown in there, how pleasure is related to all this and how we can heal and expand that aspect of our life. And then we're also going to take it tangibly into your business. We're going to talk about sales and clients and, your business and time, collapsing time, how to make more money in less time, and all of those beautiful things. So it's going to be super, super fucking magical. I cannot wait. We start next Monday. Send me a message if you have any questions about the program, how to join, if you want the payment link, and if you want to discuss payment plans, all of that can be done in my inbox. Thank you so much for joining me on this live, and I will catch you later. Bye-bye.